and Kevin McCarthy want is they want him to commit to allow debate and a vote on the House floor for four issues: a balanced budget amendment, Texas border plan, which is the Texas's plan that they have for the border. They want to vote for it on the House floor. And then term limits and Fair Tax Act. So term limits, I was saying, look, the founders of the Constitution actually wanted term limits in there, but there was a lot of pushback initially. And so they kept it out there because they weren't going to be able to get the Constitution ratified if they kept term limits in it. Of course, eventually down the road, we got an amendment to the Constitution that had term limits for the president after FDR, but that was it. But we need term limits for Congress, Senate, and Supreme Court. Why? I said one main reason, but here's two main reasons. One is because you risk having somebody just continually getting reelected to the point where they're senile, and yet they're still in office. We've seen this historically happen in both in all branches, House, Senate, as well as the Supreme Court. We've had documented people who are dealing with dementia who are in those positions. Why? Because you and me, the people, don't pay enough attention to the actual people that we're voting for. The reelection rate continues to be over 94% for House and Senate, and of course, the Supreme Court doesn't even have an election. And so there's one, prevent people with dementia from being able to be in office. But number two is to prevent career politicians. And the reason why having career politicians is bad is because they will start to make compromises in order to stay in office. They will compromise either positions that they would normally not compromise or that represent the constituents. So they would say, hey, I'm representing my constituents in my district, and my district, this is important to them. But because I'm a career politician and I want to make sure I stay in office and I get that massive pension and that 175 GER per year, I'm going to compromise the position of what my constituents want and what I would want in order to make sure I stay in office. And that has happened with just about every single one of them that get in there. So term limits for sure. Fair Tax Act. Now, I'm seeing a lot of pushback online right now against the fair tax because this is one thing that they're wanting to push for. I, as you know, if you listen to Pensacola right now, I'm a huge proponent of the fair tax. What is it? It's essentially a consumption tax. And people go, well, I don't want my sales taxes to go up. And I get that initial pushback, but think of it this way. And people say it's a regressive tax. It's going to be less taxes that are coming into the coffers than what we currently have with our federal income tax. It's a regressive tax. It's going to be more taxes on the poor and the middle class than on the rich. Because right now we tax the rich through the nose. No, you don't. We just saw President Trump's tax returns. We've seen Jeff Bezos' tax returns and Elon Musk's tax returns. And they hardly pay any taxes. They're some of the wealthiest people in the country. They hardly pay any taxes. So where are you getting this from? Because what happens is and I've talked about this so many times after Trump's taxes were released, the highest tax bracket that gets taxed the most is W-2 employees. But the rich still buy lots and lots of stuff. In fact, they buy more stuff than the poor and the middle class. And so the more stuff they buy, the more taxes they're going to be put into the system. Therefore, it's not a regressive tax. But also think of it this. 8 states in the union don't have personal income tax. There is no state income tax in Alaska, Florida, Nevada, South Dakota, Tennessee, Texas, Washington, and Wyoming. Yet, those states, most of those, are actually in better fiscal situation than states that have exorbitant sales tax rates. State income tax rates. So how do those states make money? Sales tax, a consumption tax. So it works very well for the 8 states that don't have state income tax. So why would it not work well in the federal government? After all, states are supposed to be incubators to test policies that could be practiced on the federal level. And in 8 states that don't have state income tax, it's working fantastic. So there's that. But on top of that, the fair tax actually does something additional. The fair tax does two things. There's no sales tax, federal sales tax, on repurchased goods. In other words, you go to a consignment shop, you go to Goodwill, and you're going to go buy something, no federal sales tax on that. So in other words, if you want to save money because you're broke, you don't got a lot of money, you're maybe a young couple and you're newlywed and you want to go get clothes from a consignment shop, you don't have to pay federal sales tax on it. Oh, that's fantastic. So basically, you're not paying taxes. Whereas right now, with the state's federal income tax is, federal taxes come out of your paycheck no matter what. You want to go buy clothes at a consignment shop? Guess what? You already pay taxes on your money. And so there's no way to do that. If you want to save money right now, guess what? Your federal taxes come out no matter what on your W-2 paycheck, and then you can save money. Whereas with the sales tax, with the fair tax, you can save money first. And if you want to pay federal taxes, go buy something new. I mean, it's beautiful. And then fair tax even has something for the poorest of the poor who live below the poverty line, where they actually get vouchers to be able to cover the sales tax on items like foods, like food and things like that. So a lot of the pushback I'm seeing with people against the fair tax aren't educated about fair tax. They just immediately go, wait a minute, it's going to make my sales tax go up? I don't want that. Like, it's working great for 8 states. Nobody in those states complains. In fact, people are flocking to Florida and Texas and Tennessee and Wyoming and South Dakota because they don't have state income tax. Yet, it's working. So, anyway, Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. Coming up here next, quick top trending news with Joe Ford in the newsroom. Pensacola Mardi Gras kicking off Mardi Gras season this Friday with a static parade and blessing of the floats in downtown Pensacola. Come check out the Mardi Gras cruise and stick around for the cutting of the king cake. And then it's going to start off at 6 o'clock in front of Seville Quarter. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. Let's get traffic on the fives.
We are finally seeing I-10 heading eastbound moving now. The crash has gotten cleared up. We have all lanes back open. We're still seeing heavy delays due to it being closed for a good amount of time, but there is kind of a light at the end of that tunnel that it is moving now on I-10 heading eastbound. See someone else on the road, just give me a call to the traffic line, 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All right, it's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. So let's go ahead and get top trending news, actually.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
Bobby, the House is adjourning until tomorrow at around noon Eastern time after House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy failed to secure the speakership despite 3 rounds of voting, first time in a century that the House Speaker has not been confirmed on the first vote. Congressman Matt Gaetz at the center of the drama throughout the day. Football fans organizing a moment of silence vigil tonight for Buffalo Bills safety DeMar Hamlin outside the Cincinnati Hospital. Still listed in critical condition, it's planned for 8:55 Eastern time, the same time that Hamlin collapsed on the field last night. Class action lawsuit being filed against Southwest Airlines over last month's mass flight cancellations and delays. That's originating out of a federal court in New Orleans. And a federal task force is being launched to recover assets of victims of FTX. The Manhattan U.S. Attorney's Office announced the creation of the FTX task force the same day that Sam Bankman-Fried pleaded not guilty to federal fraud charges. Bobby?
It would be interesting to see what happens to the FTX situation as well. Did you see the thing with Jeremy Renner, the update on him?
I saw that he posted a picture.
Yeah, so I guess he had surgery for blunt force trauma to the chest as well as on his legs. So, because yesterday the news was that he was run over by his snowplow, ran over his legs. Well, now today we find out he had surgery with blunt force trauma to the chest. Apparently he was helping a neighbor who got, or a stranger, I'm sorry, not a neighbor, a stranger who was stranded in the snow. And when somehow this accident happened, we still don't know all the details of exactly how it happened. We just know he had surgery for the whole thing. So pretty bizarre situation right there.
Yeah.
All right, it's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Coming up here next, a little bit of breakdown of Governor DeSantis' speech as he was inaugurated for the or sworn in for the second term. That's next.
I'm looking through you. Where did you go? I thought I knew you.
It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Governor DeSantis sworn in for the second time today, and for the second term today. And some of his things he did in his speech was he just touted, some of the accomplishments of Florida. We're number one in the United States in net in-migration, number one fastest growing state, number one new business formations, number one in tourism, number one economic freedom, number one education freedom, number one in parental involvement in education, number one in public higher education. And he goes on and says that we set an example for many, many other states. That's why people are moving. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. You can share your thoughts or opinions by text in 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. Top three stories here, and then we'll get into your sports hit. So Sam Bankman-Fried, founder of FTX Crypto, pled not guilty to fraud and other charges today. The Buffalo Bills player Damar Hamlin remains in critical condition. The NFL said that the Bills-Bengals game will not resume this week, and so far they've not made any announcement pertaining to this game, what will happen to it, whether it just be scratched or whether it will be a tie or what will happen. And finally, Kevin McCarthy has lost his third vote for Speaker of the House. They'll have the fourth vote tomorrow. The Freedom Caucus is the group that is opposing him. They are voting for Jim Jordan instead to be the Speaker of the House, but they've made four demands. And they're saying, hey, there's four things that we're wanting. Those four things include term limits, which I just talked about a little bit, a balanced budget. Oh, that'd be great. Texas border plan and the Fair Tax Act. Now, they're not saying pass these things because you can't obviously pass them unilaterally, but they're saying commit that you will allow these four things to be discussed and voted on the House floor. A balanced budget amendment, the Fair Tax Act, and the Texas border plan and term limits. So this is what they've done. So I brought up before 2 points of what I see for like big reasons to support term limits for U.S. House, for U.S. Senate, and for Supreme Court. One is to prevent people with dementia from holding positions of influence, which has happened. Number two, to prevent career politicians, because career politicians always compromise in order to try to stay in office. And then when it comes to the Fair Tax Act, some people are saying, no, that would be worse than the current federal income tax, because the fair tax is a consumption tax. It adds to the sales tax, essentially. And they go, no, we don't want that to be way worse than federal income tax. Really? Because it seems to work fine in 8 states. Alaska, Florida, Nevada, South Dakota, Tennessee, Texas, Washington, Wyoming. None of those 8 states have state income tax. So how do those states make money? Consumption tax. And nobody complains about it. In fact, people are flocking to all of those states. Those are the states they're leaving, states that have state income tax, and they're moving to those states. And by the way, all of those states are in better fiscal situations than states with high state income tax like California, New York, and Illinois. And the last little points I had here for the fair tax, W-2 wage earners have their taxes automatically withdrawn every paycheck. Therefore, they end up percentage-wise often being the ones that pay the most taxes percentage-wise, not the rich. The rich use businesses and investments to pay their taxes on whatever's left after deductions. But the rich buy more than the poor and the middle class. Therefore, they'll contribute more to the tax base if we have a consumption tax. The fair tax does not allow federal taxes on consigned goods, though. So if you want to buy something used, then you won't pay taxes on it. So if you're just frugal and like to buy used things, then you get to save money. If you are broke, you're newly married, young baby, want to buy stuff at consignment or buy used, you don't pay taxes on it. Whereas right now, as a W-2 employee, your taxes come out first, then you can go buy used. Then if you want to save money today, as the way it's set up as a W-2 wage earner, your taxes come out first, then you can put money away. Unless you use a tax strategy like an IRA or a 401k, but then you'll get penalized if you try to spend that money. 10%. So under the fair tax, you can save all you want without having to pay taxes first. And finally, the poorest of the poor will be given vouchers to help pay for taxes on food and clothing. So it's just, it actually, everybody's like, this would just be a boondoggle for the rich. Like, no, this is actually a boondoggle for the poor and the middle class. We'd stop having our taxes taken out automatically. And then we would instead have a full paychecks to do with what you want to do. And if you want to save money and go buy used, and then you can do that and you're not paying taxes on it. If you are, or you're just too broke to go buy stuff, guess what? You get to put that money away. If you want to, if you're poor or low middle class and you just want to save money to buy a car, or, and you want to save money to, and go buy used, guess what? You're not paying taxes. But today, you are, no matter what. This is a boon for the poor and the middle class. Anyway, Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Look at traffic on the fives.
We are still seeing some slight slowdowns on I-10 in the eastbound direction. For the most part, our delays have cleared up, but you will see some patches of slow-moving traffic as you move out of Pensacola onto the Escambia Bay Bridge going towards Avalon Boulevard. We had an accident there a little while ago that caused some major slowdowns, but right now we are checking in clear just a little bit of some patches of delays. Highway 90 still seeing some delays as you move out of Pensacola towards Pace on Highway 90 due to construction. See something else? Give me a call to the traffic line. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Let's get sports.
Here's your sports hit.
All right, we got some NBA underway right now with, where'd it go? Oh, no, NBA is getting underway here in about 15 minutes. Washington Wizards are going to be playing the Milwaukee Bucks on NBA TV. No, it's college basketball is underway right now. Marquette is beating St. John's 54-50, so just by 4 points, just the start of the second half. That game's on FS1. Number 8, Tennessee crushing Mississippi State 43-15. That game's on ESPNU. Then it's halftime right now between Michigan State and Nebraska. Michigan State up by almost 20 points in that one. Then Syracuse is beating Louisville 34-31. Coming up on ESPN here in about 15 minutes, LSU will play Kentucky. Then on ESPN2 at 8 o'clock, number 3, Kansas will play Texas Tech. And then on ESPN tonight, when that game's done at 9 o'clock, Dallas Stars in hockey will play LA. Now, right now in hockey, Buffalo Sabres are beating Washington 2-1. St. Louis over Toronto 2-1. Columbus Blue Jackets in Ottawa is still scoreless at the end of the first. Carolina Hurricanes are beating New York Rangers 2-1. And Florida Panthers are beating Arizona Coyotes 2-1. All those are at the end of the first period. Tampa Bay Lightning are going to be playing the Chicago Blackhawks about 7:30 on ESPN Plus as well. Now, in sports news, according to a source, Carolina Panthers owner talked to Jim Harbaugh today about taking the coaching job there. It wasn't a formal interview, just a conversation. And an NCAA committee has proposed a massive basketball tournament expansion, 90-team brackets for the NCAA men's basketball tournament. And I don't know if that'll go through, but it's the proposal. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Here is today's sign of the apocalypse.
This is it, the apocalypse.
All right, today's sign of the apocalypse. As we look to the new year, a lot of people's New Year's resolutions are dealing with losing weight, right? Got to lose weight, get in shape, eat better. Well, you got somebody on TikTok going viral because she's saying people who are encouraging you to lose weight, even if it's for the purpose of being healthy, they're just fat phobic. But it's for your health. Pah, I don't believe it. You're just fat phobic. No, I don't think so. So then she goes on too and says that basically promoting people to lose weight and be skinny is a version of white supremacy. She is white, by the way. Yeah. So you're either white supremacist if you're trying to get people to lose weight, or you're fat phobic. You know, despite the fact that back in the 80s, U.S. Surgeon General said that 90% of our ailments and sicknesses could be tied to obesity and our food choices. But no, fat phobic. All right, Spence Cole right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Come up here next. Quick update from Joe Ford in the newsroom. And I got a couple of things to bring up here as it comes to a casting call in the area and more. So stick around for that.
Well, I wonder what it's like to be the rainmaker. I wonder what it's like to know.
That's called right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. You can share your thoughts or opinions by texting 850-437-1620. Good point here. Somebody says, Bobby, you're saying that the fare tax is more fair for the poor and the middle class because they get to buy used items, they get to save money and things like that without having to pay taxes. But you got to remember, the poor and the low middle class will get their taxes back through their tax refund. Yeah. So that means they had to go the whole year without the full amount of their income, and they don't have a choice. I mean, they don't have a choice. If taxes came out of the W-2 paycheck, you have to go the full year, and at the end of the year, you get your taxes back that you paid in. That's ridiculous. That's a broken system. That's ridiculous. And so instead, under the fare tax, you don't give any of your money to the government for them to use for the year and to hope that they'll give it back to you. And if you're in the low middle class area, and then all of a sudden you get a little bit of a pay raise and you're expecting to have your tax refund to get all your taxes back, and then all of a sudden, they change the tax structure, they change the tax system, and now all of a sudden your full tax return ends up being only half a tax return. And yet, what did you spend your money on this year? You're like, I just tried to save as much money as I could because I was trying to buy a house or something like that. And so why can't I get my money back? Or I paid down my debt. I paid down my credit card debt. Well, too bad. You had to pay taxes still. I mean, whereas in the fare tax, you could go, you know what? I need to pay down my credit card debts. I'm going to save money. And in order to do so, I'm going to buy used clothes and used items. And so in doing that, you do that, and you're basically paying no federal income tax, except for, I guess, on some food items and stuff. But under the current system, you would get penalized for doing something like that. What, you just want to spend your money to pay down debts and save? Pluh! Hogwash! Give us your money first. That's ridiculous. It's Ben's call right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
This traffic update brought to you by Barberry Plumbing. Our roads are now looking good on I-10. We are having posted speeds in both the east and westbound lanes. Highway 90 leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace is where you're going to still see some slowdowns. That is due to construction on the bridge. Again, Highway 90. If you see something else on the roads, just give me a call to the traffic line, 850-262-6111. And when it's time to call a plumber, make sure that you call the best of the bay winner, Barberry Plumbing, at 477-8782. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Let's go to Joe Ford in the newsroom. Joe?
Yeah, Bobby, just in the last 20 minutes, getting some positive news on DeMar Hamlin. This coming from Cameron Wolf, NFL Network reporter who interviewed Hamlin's uncle, says that Hamlin is on a ventilator and is still sedated, but he's improved to 50% oxygen needed after being at 100%. So he's still sedated, working on recovering lungs healing, obviously, you know, receiving CPR for as long as he did. You know, that's the primary concern is getting him to breathe on his own and allowing his lungs to heal. But a good update there. The House adjourning until Wednesday. House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy failing to secure the House Speaker job despite three rounds of voting. They'll resume that noon tomorrow Eastern time. And arrangements are being made to return Brian Koberger to Idaho after he agreed to be extradited from Pennsylvania back to Idaho to face murder charges.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to getting more details, hopefully, about his arrest and what led to his arrest tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Of course, he says he didn't fight the extradition because he's going to prove he's innocent. But the one thing we've been told from the police department is there was DNA evidence left behind at the scene. And so he'll have to explain why his DNA was there in this bloody murder.
Yeah.
Good luck with that one, right? All right, it's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. Back to the fair tax, couple comments here. A good point here. I'd even bring this part up. As an employer, I pay half of the W-2 taxes. Think of the increased payroll to the employee if I don't have to incur that cost. Yeah, it's because you got to pay one half payroll taxes for every employee. That's why a lot of the businesses I know, some of them get in trouble because they don't want to have employees. They'll be like, hey, I'll just pay you as a 1099 contractor. Because they're trying to avoid that payroll tax. I talk to businesses all the time who are like, I want to have, you know, W-2. How do I do W-2s? And when you explain it to them and then they start realizing they have to pay the payroll tax, they're like, oh, forget it. That's money out of my pocket now. Like, yep, that's our tax system. And good point. If you didn't have to pay that, you might actually be able to pay the employees more. Good point. Hey, Bobby, the poor people just don't want to give up that earned income credit they get every year where they can get like 10 grand back and only paying in like 2,000. Well, there is that too. But once again, with the fair tax, for those who make lower, I don't know if it's lower than the poverty level where it's at, but they will actually get vouchers to cover their taxes. But you're right. The earned income tax credit is, if you make below a certain amount and you have children, then not only are you not paying taxes because you're going to get a tax refund on everything that you paid in, you're actually going to get paid from the government. The government's going to go, wait, you only made 30 grand this year? We got to pay you an extra 4 grand. And so you're going to get your tax refund back plus 3 or 4 grand. That's a good point. And I'm sorry, the fair tax doesn't really have a way to make up for that. You're right. And there's no way for the fair tax to help pay people more. But I think most people understanding that earned income tax credit situation versus the fair tax would understand which one is fair. Earned income tax credit is not a fair situation. It's just saying, oh, you know what? We're going to redistribute wealth over to you. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Cannot believe the time already ran out today. Appreciate you joining me. Check out the podcast on our website, newsradio923.com. You guys have a great night. Bye-bye.